Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone's feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. And if you aren't, I will make sure you are. I decided to dedicate this episode to someone who has inspired me. I will be bringing him on my show as a surprise guest for you all. He is one of the hardest working people I've ever met, such a great friend, and even has his own podcast that I want you all to listen to. And this person is Brandon Fryer, aka The Fry Guy, or as I would call him, B-DAWG-B-Dog.
What's going on? I love all those intros.
Brandon, I appreciate you so much for taking the time out of your day to interview with me and share everyone about your wonderful podcast, Extra Mild Sauce Podcast.
Thank you.
Brandon, I have a question for you. How did you create the name of your podcast?
Well, obviously, being from Chicago, I mostly grew up in the city. Now I just moved out here in the birds, but like, one of my favorite foods is like Harold's. And if you don't know what Harold's is, it's places in the south side, west side, all over up north. Pretty much it's just chicken with fries and extra mild sauce. And the mild sauce is just a signature sauce that is just here in Chicago. So it's just like I just played along with the name because I always get fries with extra mild sauce. That's just like my little side dish. And I'm just like, man, I just wanted to call it that to keep it like a Chicago authentic name. And just to play along with it.
That is so awesome. I love that. Very creative. How did you create the nickname, The Fry Guy?
So really, how it first started, I went to Mount Carmel High School. And a lot of people there would call you by your last name in high school. So because everybody got the same name as Brandon and stuff like that. There's like eight Brandon. So how they would just separate you apart, they would call me Fryer. So a lot of people would come up to me and be like, hey, Fryer, what's going on? Or some people would be like, hey, Fryer Guy, what's going on? So it kind of stuck with me in high school. And then once I, like, got a little bit older and stuff like that, I kind of just liked that name. It was just like, you know what? That's a good little name to have. And it plays off my last name with Fryer. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to go with that. So that's how I came with it. Really, it started in high school.
And you have two little kids. What do you call them?
No, they my small fries. Small. Yeah, a little order of small fries. Yeah, both of them. Yeah, my beautiful baby girl, and then I got my handsome son. So yeah.
And what about the wife? What do you call her?
You know what is funny? Like, her hair is kind of like fuzzy and curly. She got like all that type of hair. So sometimes she likes to call herself Curly Fry. So we just all play off the name. So right now I'm like Large Fry, or just the Fry Guy itself. And then you got Curly Fry, and then you got my little small fry. So we just all play off the name.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard. What inspired you to start your podcast?
I think I just, like, being a part of radio, I feel like you don't have much time to talk because you're, like, very time limited. And I feel like there was certain issues that we talked about that's probably not talking about on radio platforms, anything. And I just feel like it just need a little extra time, hence the name Extra Mouth Off, too. So I just wanted to make a podcast and just say my opinion and also give other people a choice, like people who I have on there who probably don't get enough time to talk or don't have much of a platform, give them a chance to talk to as well. So that's what inspired me to do it. And I love doing it. It brings me joy. It brings awareness. I want to talk about things that's like going on in the world, but kind of flip it and also still make it fun. So I want to make it like educational, but yet have fun with it too. So I like to play little games and do little stuff with guests too, because I think that's a fun way to kind of like get the overall message around.
That's so awesome. What is the main focus of your podcast? What is the message that you want to get across? Because I know I've listened to all your podcasts or all your episodes, and they're just so inspirational, especially with everything going on in this world. Can you give me a little background of maybe just one of your episodes?
One, obviously, when, you know, we at a tough time in the world right now where, you know, we're doing protests and there's a lot of, you know, like, stuff stuff that's going on in the world with the, you know, with cops and stuff like that. I just wanted to create more awareness and speak on the side of maybe like the people of why they're doing this or why people are upset. Just to see another side. I'm not really here to pick no sides in it, but I just want people to just be more aware. And that's my main focus in any episode that I do. Yes, sometimes I like to have fun. I can talk about just anything if I wanted to, but I want to mix in something. Just have people be, I just want to make people more aware. So that's my main goal, is just to cause awareness out there and try to inspire and just try to help people see like a different light, see another side of things, just so they can understand more. So that's the main thing.
Right. And I just listened to your latest episode called Be, and I know it was all about be more aware, be more educated, be careful, and be mindful. And I just think that's so incredibly important to share with everyone in this world. And you just have such a strong voice, and I appreciate all you do. And I think that was an outstanding episode that you did, especially with featuring the small fry in it.
Thank you. Yeah. You gotta have the family in it. That's one thing that it kind of all started from, is really with my family. I've been doing this before I even started my podcast, doing little stuff with my family. I like doing that. And it just expanded to this podcast now. But yeah, the B episode is important, because I just, like I said, we were talking before, just stuff is going on in the world, and I just feel like there's a lot of stuff going on, whether if you're into politics or not, or into what's going on in the world or not, it does affect us all. You know, even with the coronavirus, it affected us all too. So it's just like being just more aware, being more mindful, being more educated, just, you know, so that's the main focus. The main focus on everything that I do is just try to cause awareness and just, you know, help people be more aware.
I absolutely love that. And one last quick question for you, B-Dog.
Mm-hmm.
If you could give a piece of advice to anyone in this world during this very difficult time, what would it be?
My main advice would be, whatever you're going through, just stay strong. And, you know, like some people right now with COVID, some people have lost their jobs, unemployment rates is really high. Just stay focused, be strong. If you've got something, don't give up on it. And it goes back to my B episodes too. Just also be aware of what's going on in the world. Be mindful, be educated. That's my main advice. And especially speaking off my last episode, I was the main focus on everything, and that's my thing. So with stuff going on, just be educated, be mindful, and just, you know, be aware of what's going on in the world. And whatever you do, just don't give up on your goal, because good things gonna come.
Can we please give the Fry Guy a round of applause for his wise words of wisdom? Seriously, you're just so inspirational, B-Dog, and I appreciate you so much. You are the reason why I started this podcast, and this is why I wanted to dedicate this episode to you, because you're just such a great person and a great friend, and I appreciate all you do, and you're literally so hardworking. You put 110% effort into everything you do. You're a husband, you got two kids, you work, you have your own podcast, and that's just so inspiring to me. And B-Dog, I appreciate you so much.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate this. And like I said, like, you motivate me too. I love your show that you do. You got your Monday motivation. I love it. So it's like, you motivate me too. So I love seeing it, you know. Obviously, I miss you. I miss working with you and stuff like that. And I know eventually we're going to be back, so I'm not worried.
Oh, yes. I cannot wait for the day we will all be back together. Everyone, go follow Brandon on Instagram, @thefryguy_B. Go like his family Facebook page, Fries with Extra Mild Sauce. And you can find his podcast available on Apple Music, Spotify, Radio.com, iHeartRadio. Be sure to like and subscribe and show some love for my friend, The Fry Guy. Doesn't The Fry Guy just inspire you to follow your dreams? Well, let's get after it. Let's brainstorm a list of your goals that you want to accomplish by the end of this week. Let's get to it. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes, everyone. Have a wonderful week.